Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey now. Good morning. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, happy Tuesday vibes. What's crack-a-lackin', LS?
Good morning. The only thing that's crack-a-lackin' is my allergies kicking my butt. Is anybody else out there with me?
Uh-oh.
Itchy eyes, runny nose.
Already?
Yeah. I'm like, already? But yeah, I can't. I had to, like, literally today it was like, all right, let me start taking my allergy meds. But yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Well, there's a silver lining. I mean, allergy meds means we're close to happy times.
We're close to spring.
It's spring. So at least there's that.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. That's the bright side to it. What's going on with you?
Let's see. Not a whole lot happened in the world. I mean, NFL free agency began, so lots of changes in football. Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta to be the quarterback. Saquon Barkley goes to Philadelphia to be running back there. So Giants fans are sick. You know, lots of changes throughout the NFL yesterday. I'd say that's the most exciting thing in my life.
What happened to Russell Wilson?
He went to the Steelers.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, that one happened. That was like the first one. So that happened like kind of 2 nights ago. Russell Wilson
okay.
will bring his awkwardness to Pittsburgh.
You're listening to Michael K in the morning with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg.
Well, she asked me what's going on. I said, that's all I could think of.
I'm kidding.
Was there anything else in the world? I mean.
No, that was it. I mean, you know, the normal political Biden budget, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, and the whistleblower from Boeing ending up dead in a parking lot.
Yo, that's wild, B.
That story is so crazy. It's so crazy.
But Shani's like, what? So basically, there was somebody that worked at Boeing, the company that makes the planes. And, you know, planes been having problems and Boeing's been having problems. And they think doors been coming off and screws ain't and wheels and yeah. Anyway, there's someone years ago, couple years ago, who was basically working at Boeing and was reporting that people, they were taking parts that didn't belong and forcing them on planes.
Mm.
And had, like, documentation that he was about to turn in, et cetera, et cetera. Bro came up dead yesterday.
Mm. Days after testifying.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was a gunshot to the head.
Woo!
What? That's execution.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they're going to probably turn and say it was suicide, right?
Yes, that's what they're trying to say.
Come on.
Yo, you know the dude that wrote the story about crack and the whole Iran-Contra and the whole, you know, Reagan and Oliver North and all of the funding of a war in South America and how the crack and cocaine was funneling into America and all that?
Yep.
You know how he ended up dead?
Gunshot to the head?
Yep, suicide.
Suicide.
I don't believe it. Yo, I guess it's common.
Whenever you tell.
Yeah, I guess it's common when you feel like, you know what, I need to tell. I'm going to basically throw away my entire career.
Right.
You know, to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I tell the truth, you know what I'm going to do?
Off myself.
Finish myself.
Right.
Weird.
Unalive myself. It doesn't make sense, guys.
Do we have contestants there, Shawty?
It's time for some game that lives up to its name.
We do. We have Takiya.
Let's get to him.
I just want everybody to know I want this to be documented. That what? If I turn up unalive.
That's right.
I didn't do it to myself.
That's right. I tell my kids that.
Just know.
And my friends, just know.
Just know.
Anybody ever says I did, I didn't.
On the line right now. Who we got? We got, let's see. Takiya and Darrell. Takiya, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Good. Thanks for joining the program. You sound mellow.
I sound mellow?
Yeah, you sound like you chilling out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you sparked an L or something. You know what I'm saying? Roll the backwood.
Nah, I'm in front of my job. I'm about to go coach some basketball.
There you go.
All right.
And we got Darrell, too. Darrell, how you doing, man? Or is it Daryl?
Daryl.
I screw it up every time, don't I? Every Hi, single time. Hey, Daryl.
How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for joining the party. He's like, man, come on, man. We've been doing this for years, bro. Right. You still calling me Darrell?
Like, Darrell ain't black enough. You got to make it more black.
Well, because it's D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Darrell.
But it's Daryl. Hey, Takiya, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
Always Laura.
Right now, well, that's the right thing to do. What are we giving away one more time, Laura?
So we have tickets to see Kid Cudi's Insano Tour live at Madison Square Garden on Tuesday, July 23rd. With Pusha T and Jaden. Tickets on sale this Friday, March 15th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But we're hooking you up.
And that's Jaden Smith.
Yeah, that is.
Will Smith's son. He might smack somebody. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee's got the question. Let's play Laura Never Lose It. Yeah.
Which rapper is working with Resorts?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Rappers working with Resorts. Nas.
Yes, he is. Expand casinos in NYC. What is the capital of South Carolina?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Charleston.
Incorrect.
No. Oh, no.
It's Columbia.
Columbia. Damn it.
We had this before.
Yeah, no.
The Super Bowl winning quarterback just Ebro. Signed. Ebro. Yeah.
What's that man's name? Pat Mahomes.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Just signed to the Steelers.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
We just said it. Yo, I swear she doesn't listen to
Russell, that. Wait, Russell Wilson.
Yo, she doesn't listen, bro. I'm telling you.
That was crazy.
Who was the first pope of the Catholic
Ebro.
Church?
Laura.
Ebro.
Pope John Paul I.
Incorrect. Laura Styles.
I was going to say Paul something.
Incorrect. Rosenberg, do you know?
I don't know.
That would be Peter, St. Peter.
Oh!
Ah. Which rapper recently did a photo shoot? Ebro.
I just saw this. This was a good photo shoot, too.
Two.
I was just looking right at it.
One.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm blowing it. I was just looking at it.
All right.
You blew that. You could have tied the game with that. Laura Styles, which rapper recently did a photo shoot with Alexander Wang?
Ice Spice.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, man.
And Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yeah. I didn't even know where this was going.
Laura wins. Takiya.
Yeah, you're going to go see Kid Cudi. Congratulations. And Pusha T and Jaden. You got the tickets before anybody else.
Give a shout out to my job.
Shout out your job. I love people that love their jobs. It's a blessing if you got a job you actually like.
I want to give a big shout out to Bronx River High School.
All right, now.
And the fourth grade basketball team.
How did they do this year? They did all right?
No, we're still in. We're practicing. Our tournament's coming up.
There it is. Well, Takiya, shout to you and Bronx River High School and all the kids and faculty and everybody, parents, everybody over there. Keep going. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
All right, guys, coming up in a Flash and Lights report, Pharrell had to walk off the stage after fans were throwing things at him. This doesn't stop. We'll talk about it coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Listen up.
Abilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Conditions apply. Let's go. Flashing lights.
Commercial free.
Coming up next.
Right, woo. Shawnee, you all right in there?
I'm good.
Sound like Boeing is flying this joint right now.
Oh, man. So Pharrell and Alicia Keys and a couple others were among the performers at a Formula One Grand Prix post-race show in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. When Pharrell hit the stage, he took issue with fans throwing... They had these wristbands with lights on them.
Mm-hmm.
They kept throwing them on stage. And he stopped the show and was like, look, this is the liveliest city right now. He's like, but it has to be the safest. You guys know I'm excited too, but y'all can't just be throwing... these lights at the girls that are dancing. And me, you're going to throw it at me? He's like, I love women. What about you? So he was trying his best to kind of calm people down. But he kept throwing those lights at him.
With the I love women, what about you in Saudi?
Because he was like, we must protect our women. So if you want to throw them lights, you have to throw them the other way, not on stage. He was trying his best until he was like, all right, man.
Wrong audience, man. They don't care about what you're talking about, bro.
That's a weird word choice here, bro, given where you are. But go ahead. I'm going to let you finish, though.
Here, hold this lanyard. Hold this glowy thing upside your dome piece.
He's like, y'all don't want women to not be able to drive, do you? Sorry, they just started allowing women to drive a few years ago.
Yeah, if you miss it, ain't go to the movies or something.
Yeah, so it's just
But anyway, yeah, he definitely stormed off stage. He was like, I'm out. Bye.
Well, the other thing, too, that's interesting
Pharrell's
is...
Pharrell's different kind of Richie, bro, to be able to walk off the Saudi show.
He don't care. I mean, he showed up for the bag, I'm sure. He don't even do shows like that.
Right.
But what's even more interesting is I'm wondering, you know, I'm not familiar with the Saudi crowd, so I don't even know how the audiences, you know, are the demographics of the audiences, right? Like, is it mostly men? You know what I mean? Is it a 50-50 split? Is it mostly women?
I haven't seen concerts. But from what I see of the fights out there, it's mostly men, but there are women there, for sure.
Oh, got it.
But that's fights. I haven't seen a concert, so.
Right.
Got you. All right, well, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7 a.m., and today, let me see, we're going to see a high of 64 degrees.
There it is. Sunshine?
A little sunshine, that's what I see.
Okay, now, here we go now. We sprung forward. Isn't the first official day of spring like March 23rd?
It's like 21st.
21st. That's like 11 days away, 10 days away, something like that. 9, I can't do math, you know. That's why I do this job.
10 days away, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, today's the 12th.
Today's the 12th? 9 days
away. Yeah. On the way, congratulations, you played yourself. Ride or die, curved. Yo, if you work for Boeing, hold your head, watch yourself. It's crazy out here. See, bro, Lauren Rosenberg.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97. You ever
heard? Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So the big news yesterday, other than Boeing's whistleblower being found dead in the parking lot with a gunshot to the head,
crazy,
is, for me anyway, Giants fans who got the nerve to be mad at Saquon Barkley for going to get the bag in Philly, getting more money than he would have got here in New York, getting more money than he was offered last year here in New York, having a 3-year deal and being in the playoff. I mean, unless something goes terribly wrong with the Eagles, he's at least going to be in the playoffs.
You would think so. I mean, they ended up being very disappointing last year, but you would still think they're in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And if you're mad at Saquon Barkley for going to get the bat, and I'm speaking to you, Tiki Barber, you get this button.
Hey, Tiki.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
What are you talking about?
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
Well, the irony of the Tiki situation, of Tiki's, you know, being like, he's dead to us if he goes to the Eagles, he's dead to us, is your man Tiki played on the Giants from 97 to 2006. They made him a career Giant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And your man at like 30 years old was like, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and do TV. I've had enough.
Just wrapped it up.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. I don't need all this football nonsense. And in 2006, I think at 31 or 30 years old, walked away to try to go into television, change his life.
Okay.
I don't know that you have the nerve to then turn around and tell someone who tried to go pursue his future finances. And by the way, I'll disagree with Ebro on one point. I think if you're a Giant fan, and you didn't say this, but to be more specific, you certainly have the right to be sad that he's an Eagle.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. You can be disappointed. Annoyed, very annoyed. You could be, it's not what I want. But when it comes down to the business of the game, this was all business. Saquon would have preferred to be a Giant. He did everything he possibly could to be a Giant.
Well, yeah.
Except take money that he just wouldn't take.
Right, he wasn't going to take a discount, and the Giants, I mean, can I tell you the truth? So, yes, number one, if you're actually mad at him or want to burn or pee on his jersey, I'm going to need you to hold his butt.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, and Tiki, you got to get this button as well, because you having the nerve to come out of your face is crazy.
He's dead to me.
You played yourself.
Stop, but I know you're on the fan, but stop acting like a fanboy. You're being crazy. You're a professional ball player. What are you saying? Yeah, but also, to the Eagles, I'm going to hit him with this, too.
Well, you think they overpaid, huh?
You played yourself.
Yo, man, I love Saquon Barkley, the guy. I really do. Like, I love him. I wish they found a way to keep him and have him be here forever. He's the coolest.
Right.
So, like, I'm not a football expert. I just watch the game constantly. Did they look like Ebro? It was like, well, they're a running back away once they had. I just didn't see that as.
Yeah, I can't say I saw that either, but I can say that with someone in the locker room, someone maybe in practice, someone with the attitude of a Saquon.
He's a great guy to have on your team.
Right, someone with the work ethic of a Saquon. And then, you know, you take the pressure off Jalen Hurts, right? Because now he's not asked to do as much with the ball because you got the defense has to pay attention to Saquon. They had Swift last year. You know, Swift did his thing.
He was pretty good, too.
It was damn good, but maybe they felt like Saquon was just that much, a tad bit more dangerous to throw the defense off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I hit him with the button. It's a lot of money, and Saquon.
Congratulations. Well, let's just be honest. We want to hit the Eagles with the button. We want to hit the Eagles with the button anyway. You're a Commanders fan.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, we love our Giants fans. So why wouldn't we want to just hit the Eagles with the button anyway?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's really what this comes down to.
Well, that's what hurt. That's the part that hurts. And you're a Giants fan is looking up and seeing that 26 in green.
Oh, ugh. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna.
No, it's nasty business for sure. But congratulations, Saquon. Get your bag.
Yeah, Laura, what you got today?
So, you know, there is a big, huge statue of Kobe Bryant outside of the Crypto.com arena, right?
it's a goodie.
It's a big deal. You know, people were very excited about it, except people didn't realize when they put the statue up. I guess nobody decided to check because it has multiple typos. So it's going viral right now because, you know, names are misspelled, words are misspelled. Wait. Like Jose Calderon's name is also incorrectly listed as Jose Calderson. The word decision.
Calderson? I've never even heard Calderson before.
Bro, and two of the coaches' decision portions of the statue are wrongfully written. It's just really weird mistakes. And I'm like, nobody did a proofread? Nobody like checked this to make sure that everything is right?
It's hard to find good help these days, Laura Stiles. It's hard to hire a good company.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Button so bad.
It's tough.
Laura, can we just real quick? Maybe it's just time to stop with the statues, guys. It never works out. I mean, let's could you be honest about this, guys? How many times do we get on this radio to talk about the disaster of a statue? It's practically every statue.
Facts. It's facts.
Now, the Lakers are saying that they're in the process of fixing it.
The Kobe statue looks, the actual statue looks good. This is just the bolted on little, you know, placards that they, you know, commemorate the season that he played or the seasons and the players and the coaches that were with him. But the statue of Kobe actually looks like Kobe.
Yeah, in this case, it's not that. It's something else. But it's always
something. It's always something. Rosenberg, what you got today?
I had Tiki Barber. Should I find? Just want to do?
Oh, my bad. Yo, hit me with the button. I guess I should have talked to you as the host of the program. I should have talked to my teammates.
No, it's quite all right. There's also don't blow the whistle if you work at Boeing.
Oh God.
Listen, you might want to just go on. And I mean. Yo, you know the Boeing thing with the, I don't know if everybody's caught up. Maybe he just turned on the program. There's a man, he was a whistleblower. He was basically telling on the fact that Boeing was cutting corners and doing things incorrectly. And you know, we've been hearing about all the plane stuff. Any rate, he was found with a gunshot in the head in a parking lot yesterday after testifying. I just want to say, if you don't think there's any foul play here, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations.
There you go. That's the answer.
There it is. Because how could it not be? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Ooh, that's Cash One. You got on Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. What'd you say, Laura? What's that weather talking about?
High of 64 today.
Whoa, sun is shining.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is one of them ones. This was one of them ones you write home about. You might even stop somebody on the street and talk about the weather today. It's so beautiful.
You really might.
Get on the elevator and just say, yo, how about this weather? Love those.
Nice day we have, huh?
Hey. Good morning, everybody. Curve is happening next. And then we bring in DJ John to give away tickets, get the family around so we can sing and stuff.
You got me working.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
And now, we take time. And you're probably in your car, you're like, why are you taking time for this, Ebro? I hate your guts. Or maybe you're a Kanye West stan, and you're like, that's right. Give Kanye some space to say what he needs to say. Well, I haven't heard it, but I want to listen.
Yeah, what it really is about is Ebro's raising a tiny, tiny child and said, boy, what the hell are we going to do? Play that Kanye audio. And I'm not mad at it.
Yo, Adidas, y'all tried to destroy me, and now we got the number one song in the world. And you out here, when I was there, y'all was stealing my ideas and put it in your company. Then you dismantled my creative team. Then you started making fake colorways. Then you paid off my lawyers while I was with you. Then you dropped me on a morality clause, even though y'all was the ones stealing my designs. Then you got the CEO coming up to me talking about, are we just going to burn the product? Saying that directly to my face.
You know what I know is about
but
Kanye,
this is my whole bro. Thing. What does any of that have to do with a number one song?
He kind of scrambles everything together.
That's always been my problem with Kanye. I have a number one song, Adidas Trot. What does your song have to do with Adidas?
But isn't that a sign of, as you like to say, mental health eval?
Mental health eval all day. What does that have to do with it? Adidas don't even make music.
Everything you say is just scrambled. And also, yo, do you see how much he skips over his doing in their relationship?
Yeah.
Yo, it would be like you and your wife break up, and the main thing in the middle of it is you slept with her best friend. But you tell the whole story, like, yo, then you just roll out. You're just going to take my kids. You're just going to try to take all my money. And, you know, that's crazy. And it's like, wait. Didn't you sleep with her best friend for 6 months? Yeah, I should use that in the story, too.
Oh, why are you bringing up O-ish?
Like, how does he skip over how they called for the morality clause? I just mean from a basic level of taking responsibility for yourself as an adult.
Well, he thinks goes back to us. We've talked about it. Kanye doesn't read. Maybe he doesn't understand that the morality clause is tied to your behavior in representation of a company. Right? So if your behavior in public, when you are partnered with a company or working with a company, jeopardizes the moral integrity of said company, they can dissolve the agreement at their pleasure.
And I believe that they, Adidas, after his first while out, I think when they re-upped with him, they went very heavy on the morality clause.
Well, how about this? Let me take it a step further. Adidas is a German company. I don't know if you know what, guys want to know something. In Germany, the Nazi flag, Hitler playing around with the Holocaust and Jews and anti-Semitism,
it's a crime.
It's literally against the law. It's not the United States where you can fly the Confederate flag even though it's disrespectful to black people. Or you can have a Nazi flag out if you want to in America. It's not against the law. It's against kind of the moral integrity of the nation, and many people don't do it, but it ain't necessarily against the law.
Right. In Germany, if you try to have a little group get together and talk about Nazi stuff, you are breaking the law. You cannot do it.
So, and Adidas is a German company.
Oh, God.
And that's just one thing. He also was showing porno to people. I mean, there's so many different things that he was doing.
Wait, whoa. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That was at his company, right? Like, he was showing.
No,
like,
I think that was Adidas.
It was kind of across the board.
Yeah, he liked showing porno to people at work. Like, imagine if, like, someone came into our studio one day and Ebro's like, yo, y'all need to watch this porn.
Well, I mean, if it was a topic we're covering, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we, you know, for research purposes. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Hey. Yo, wouldn't it be magical, Shawnee? If in the United States, like Germany, where there was also a Holocaust, it was called slavery, where like antagonizing black people around slavery and waving flags that represented slavery was against the law, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be amazing.
That'd be so cool.
I mean, you would take
responsibility.
Yeah, you would think somebody would have did that by now.
Oh no, they've tried. They've tried. It didn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere.
That old Jay Cone.
John, how you doing today?
Feeling good.
You feeling good? Feeling great.
You know, after I think the Knicks play tonight against the Sixers.
Yeah, another game against the Sixers, but this time I think Maxey's back. Tyrese Maxey. I don't know if Embiid's back tonight.
OG's back.
Reportedly. Okay. All right. Man, and OG's back. Yeah. There you go. Ananobi is back, so maybe that'll neutralize the Maxey and the Knicks can get a win here.
Yeah, he had some struggle against Brunson, but even Brunson admits that he played like trash. So sorry,
garbage.
Yeah, he admits it.
That was garbage.
I respect that.
I was watching. There was a women's college basketball game. I was looking. I think it was like USC the other night. They put up more points.
South Carolina LSU game.
No, it was South Carolina LSU. I think they put up more points than the Sixers and the Knicks.
Wow.
That was nasty.
Juanito, what are you giving the people? They call you right now. Mecca's on the line and stump you with a question.
Mecca, I got tickets for you to see Nicki Minaj on a Pink Friday 2 World Tour. Mm-hmm. Happening May 1st at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Tickets get your tickets now at Ticketmaster and May Hot by Live Nation. Sorry about that.
Mecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, it's so good that DJ John works on this show.
Why is that?
I love DJ John.
I love DJ John also. I'm just glad we have a place for him because sometimes his broadcast efforts a little mumbled and jumbled. Yeah. A little scrambled.
Wait, no. See, you're not going to do DJ John like that.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Ride for your man, Mecca.
I want you to win DJ John, but I got your back.
There you go, Mecca. Wow. I love it. I love Mecca's energy.
DJ John Slanza.
All right, Mecca. Well, what is your question for DJ John then? Let's see if you're going to stump him with a real question or are you going to give him a softball question.
Damn.
I'm going to give him a softball. So my question for DJ John is, how long is the flight from New York City to Portugal?
Ooh,
New York City to Portugal. Give it a shot, John. Here you go. Three,
on, 6 hours?
Ooh. Oh, could it be?
Ooh. Mecca?
Yes, I didn't hear what he said.
He said 6 hours. What's the answer?
Good guess, John.
He was close. 6 hours.
In 25
minutes.
Oh, you forgot.
She didn't say the exact time. She didn't say the exact time.
Yes, she did.
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
No, she didn't say exact.
So you got, yo, Mecca was just riding for you, DJ John. You going to turn on her right now just because you screwed up?
It's a loophole there.
Mecca, you getting the tickets. You're going to see Nicki Minaj Peak Friday 2 tour. Barclay.
Thank you.
Yes, going down. This is going down. Hold on, Mecca. We got to get your info, get you your tickets so you can go party. Celebrate Nicki Minaj, who's got hit. Yo.
That's right.
All people do a lot of talking ish. There's a lot of talking ish going on. So this one got beef with this one, that, da, da, da. Having bona fide hits is another level, though, boys and girls. Say what you want to say. Hits that are going around, is different.
Yeah.
Not just hot for a second. Nicki be having those. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, the Kanye drama continues. This time he's saying F you to Drake and many others.
Oh, man, it's a whole last half an hour.
Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Kanye West in the morning with Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
Oh, boy.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Yo, man, women like to be naked, bro. There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, we like them to be naked, clearly.
And so do other women.
Everybody likes women naked.
You know what I'm saying?
They wear it on the runway. They wear it in the clubs. Nakedness.
It's everywhere.
It seems to be the hot thing.
It's everywhere. It's on the gram.
That's right.
It's in the music. It's been around for a long time.
I like to look at it, but I like a modest woman.
You don't say, Shawnee Culture.
Just
you
saying.
You don't say.
Just
that's saying. Your style?
That's your style. Who knew? Oh, who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Cover that
yo,
up.
That declaration right there, nobody saw coming. Let's go. Flashing lights with Laura Staff.
Just in saying. My backyard, Shawnee says.
Coming around here in your scantily clad outfit, young woman. How dare you?
So Kanye West decided to get something off his chest. So he decided to say, listen, and it looks like this was posted on Instagram. The Shade Room took a screenshot and posted it, but it says, from Ye, Rich, Ty, Cardi, and the supporters that stood by us through everything, this number one is for you and for the people who won't be manipulated by the system. F Adidas and everybody who works there.
What does Adidas have to do with your music, man?
Wait, there's more. Anyone who goes to school with anyone whose parents work at Adidas.
Oh, he's going for the kids.
Bro, just know they try to destroy me.
A child.
And we are here with the number one song in the world. And then he starts going off on a fake dude that worked at GOAT and calling him the P word. But then he goes, F everybody at the Daily Mail, F everybody at the fashion houses that sided with Gabby and Hailey Bieber. Now, Gabby is the woman who was Gabriella Khalifa Johnson. Remember, she went to his fashion show with the White Lives Matter, and she's the one who spoke out against him, and he started targeting her, that girl.
I remember. Yeah, you do. Yes, Laura brought it up many times.
Yes,
he called
this woman
out, called her fat, made all kinds of nasty remarks about her because she called out his nonsense.
Anyway, everyone who's a so-called Christian and so-called friend that called, and my so-called family members that watched me have my kids taken out of my control, that's how I feel. And F Drake for taking Dirk right at the beginning of the Vultures rollout. I'll come back to you when I think of more FUs.
Taking Dirk on the road?
I guess.
Yeah, on the road, I guess. Yo, man.
But to your point, Ebro, he just scrambles everything together.
Yeah, so it's hard to take somebody serious when they can't keep their thoughts together, man. It's hard to take somebody serious when they can't keep their thoughts together, man. Sorry, man. Yeah, that's how the world works, man. If you can't clearly articulate your thoughts, man, it's tough for people to listen. It's tough for you to be heard if you can't clearly articulate your thoughts, man.
Well, not only that. I mean, that's just one piece. I mean, it's particularly hard if you don't articulate your thoughts well and you've been saying erratic things for what now? 9-10 years. You know what I mean? Like, I think people have grace for someone who in an emotional moment struggles to like put the words together.
What, a singular moment? Yeah.
This man has just been spewing crazy for 10 years and never, it's just always such a blame fest of everybody else. All the time. It's tiring.
Well, I'm pretty impressed that now he's mad at so-called Christians.
Yeah, he's the ultimate so-called Christian. Yo, wow. I mean, literally, my man makes porno music while praising God.
He wasn't cursing, and then now, I mean, what happened to the not cursing? What happened?
Remember, no more secular music.
Oh, no more secular music. I forgot.
Choir is suing him for unpaid wages.
I saw a headline that said that the Sunday Service Choir was suing him for $30
million. All right. Anyway, I mean, maybe
it was bogus, but I seen it.
Time is 8:01 today, a high of 64 degrees, some sunshine today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Are you still waiting for Kanye West to turn this around?
Yeah.
800-223-9797. The line is open.
You're waiting for the day that we finally get the old Kanye?
Do you feel like what happened to Kanye is everyone else's fault?
Right.
And Kanye holds no responsibility to anything.
He's a victim.
Call right now. We'll take your calls.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, it's Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. First things first, the lines is open right now because we were talking Kanye West during Laura's flashing lights a little bit before. You know, it's Adidas' fault, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault. He's trying to, it's interesting too because he's trying to celebrate having the number one song on Billboard, which we should play the song. It's called Carnival, which is fire record because y'all know I like this Vultures project. But nonetheless, bro is just out here, F you to this one, F you to that one. And he keeps bringing up Adidas, which is mind-boggling. And I don't even know why I allow my mind to boggle when it comes to Kanye West. Because what does Adidas have to do with your music? And it's like everything gets thrown into one gumbo with this mental gumbo, scramble. Emotional gumbo.
It's very tiring, bro. It's very, very tiring.
Let's go to Shanice online, too.
Wait, was that Kanye in the background?
No, that was Selassie. Like, why are you talking about
that
Kanye?
Oh, that was the infant crying. Okay, got it.
Yo, Shanice.
Hey.
Shanice, the question at hand is, are you still waiting for Kanye West to turn this thing around?
I'm waiting for Kanye just to give up on everything at this point. I'm just sick and tired of him. He's a narcissist. he's a straight textbook narcissist. He's never going to be happy with anyone around him unless they do exactly what he says.
Wow.
So he's creating a lot of problems just to get attention, and we keep giving it to him. Mm. So at this point, I'm over him. He's a good, smart individual. I'll give him that. He makes great music. But when you're a narcissist and you feel like you can control people, you create enemies, and you're not happy, and he's not happy, and he wants to bring everybody down with him, and it's just really sad because he could have been something bigger than what he is now. So
wow.
Wow, Shanice went for the jugular. I don't even know if we need to take another call after that.
And I don't know how he could have been bigger, but he could have been better. I'll say that for sure.
Well, I'll say this. Kanye took this hip-hop thing as far as the music. As very far. I mean, he's one of the most successful hip-hop artists we've ever seen. Thank you for your call, Shanice. Thank you so much. And
your smile.
And your smile's amazing. And, the business acumen side, obviously, he could have took farther if he would have wanted to do that. But clearly, he didn't want to play in the sandbox with those corporations for whatever reason he had going on there. But yeah, the music thing, he took that far. He took that as far as you could take music. Let's go to line 5. Dave's on the line. Dave. Dave, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, this is Jay. How you feeling? How's everything?
Oh, Jay. Jay. Good morning, Jay. Can Kanye West turn this thing around, man?
Well, he's going to need a lot of help and support. I mean, in my opinion, I feel like he has suffered from a lot of emotional trauma that just never got healed. From his mother, from his wife, from all the pressures being a celebrity. And it's a lot of pressure that he has to deal with. And I just feel like he's probably not in the best environment. And all that rambling is probably due to emotional instability. And social media is not the environment for him to, to vent. He needs a lot of help, counseling. He needs a lot of healing. And he just got to stay away from all the, the public and just have some solitude time and just heal himself,
Yeah, I hear Kanye going off right now.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Well,
thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I feel you. The trauma is definitely a part of it, is definitely a piece. But, like, the unfortunate thing is, Laura, everybody in life has trauma and bad events. We could go down the list of everyone on this show and everyone listening who's had something really unfortunate happen at some point. You then make the choice of how you're going to handle your life after that point.
What? But that also takes what you're talking about is called maturity and accountability. That part. Play that Carnival Kanye West so people can hear what this number one song on Billboard sound like. We got the gurus on the way.
Ebro, you don't want to hear from Alan, who says someone always has something negative to say about Kanye?
Right, because Kanye, and this is why people can't be accountable and mature. This is exactly why. Because you think the world is designed to kiss your ass. You think the world is here, no matter how you act, to just be like, no, don't be positive. This ain't T-ball, bro. This ain't T-ball. Grow up. Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. We here, man. Vibes. Yo, shout out to the Giants faithful. I know today's going to be a tough day. All you're going to hear about is Saquon Barkley leaving the Giants, going to division rival Philadelphia. Rosenberg, let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg. Rosenberg, is there anything worse that could happen to, it was the face of the franchise pretty much.
I mean, he was over the last couple years. That's the guy. He was the face of the franchise. He's the only player to root for. I mean, he was beloved, great dude, really good player, and hasn't been a great time. So he was that dude.
Now, I think the Giants did the right thing in letting him go and not paying him. I mean, as they try to figure out their offensive line and what they're going to do with quarterback, they got a lot of questions to answer. But it's not what you want to see if you're a fan of a franchise. And this was your number two draft pick. How many years ago? Seven? Six? Seven?
See, something like that. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's not what you want, but at the same time, what do you do?
Well, and in true business fashion, I'm glad he... Look, I just saw an IG post where it feels like he's antagonizing the fan base. Literally, the camera pans up from his cleats. Pans up, and it's blue. It's Giants blue. As it gets up to his face in the jersey, it turns green with the Eagles jersey on. He put it on his Instagram feed, and it was like, I think the caption was, I'm just trying to be as great as I could be. Prayer hands.
Yeah, I'll say this. This is a guy, in his years here, that dude has not said or done the wrong thing really ever. That wasn't what you needed.
Is he turning heel? Is he turning heel like The Rock? Is this what we want?
And don't allow yourself to get drawn into that just because Tiki Barber, who's on the radio now and is not a player, said something nasty. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think that's what Saquon's responding to?
He already responded yesterday a couple of different times. But but that last post makes you think,
I mean, listen, it'll sell tickets. It'll make it interesting. If we're going to do it, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
You want it? I mean, listen, if that's where he wants to go. But it does stink. I've been there before. Guy you root for, all of a sudden now he's wearing the uniform of a team you hate. It's brutal. It's not fun.
Listen, he went and got, what did he, Laura, so last year, just Laura to bring you in, they offered him mid-season last year $13 million. He passed on the $13 million. By the end of the season, I think they were stuck around, what, 10, 11?
I don't think we know what he was getting offered at that point.
We don't know what it came to at the end of the year. But anyway, they don't pay people in his position that much money. That's like, as far as the industry standard is concerned. Anyway.
So this was a big offer, big offer.
$15 million a year and 26 of it guaranteed over 3 years? Is that what it is?
No. It's like 13 a year, 12 and a half, 13 a year. Okay. But he also has incentives too. So it's a lot of money for, you know, an aging player with multiple injuries. You know what I mean? It's a very good deal. You had to take it.
Saquon had to make a business decision, so don't go out here burning his jersey at the first tailgate, you know, peeing on the jersey and carrying on.
Oh, God.
Giants made a business decision. Saquon had to make a business decision. Now let's turn this into wrestling. Saquon turns heel, you know what I mean? In that first game, I got to look at the schedule. Do the Giants go to Philly, or does Philly come to the Giants?
I don't think we have the dates yet. I don't think we know yet the actual schedule.
It's going to be it's the makings of a ratings banger, that's for sure.
But, you know, the interesting piece is that yesterday night, after everyone had spent the day being like, what are the Giants doing? The Giants made a major move and traded for Brian Burns of the Panthers.
Who's that?
Who's a phenomenal pass rusher. A guaranteed $87.5 million, 5 years, $150 million.
Woo! Oh, so they're spending money.
Yeah, they gave.
They ended up spending money. Yeah, that's that Saquon money. I'll tell you where they put it. They said, we're going to spend it at on the defense on getting a pass rusher. We're not going to spend it on a running back. Right. You know?
Saquon.
And they brought in, they brought in Devin Singletary, who's a pretty good running back, and I think they're paying him like $3 million a year. So
they got a super discount. Ain't got a defensive pass rusher. So they doing business.
Yeah, they're trying. We'll see what they do.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To fight for what's right. Go ahead, Shawnee. Burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Zen. Rosenberg. Zen. Hop on this lily pad and lead us. Zen. Who needs us out there in guru land?
Zen. Let's float. Let's just float together.
Float. Float on.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send us your email and we will be your destination for clarity.
That's right. Help you see a little different.
That's right. That's what we hope. Send your email in today. Today's email, which I can read very easily, and it's small Times New Roman font because of my glasses. Because
you can see.
Yeah, I can see clearly now, Shawnee. The rain is gone.
All right, Jimmy Cliff.
By the way, I can't wait for Shawnee to get glasses, too. Shawnee's going to be like, we see each other for the first time.
Wait, Shawnee, your vision shot, too?
Nah, only when I read receipts. When I read receipts.
Oh, Shawnee.
But that's how
it
starts.
The beginning. That's the beginning.
Shawnee, that's really it.
I'm Gucci any other time, but when I'm reading receipts, I'm like stretching it all the way back. Like, what? Because I'm trying to figure out how to tip the person. So I'm like, what is this tax?
But Shawnee, I'm telling you right now, you think it's that. And then when you look, when they start trying you out, you're like, oh my God. It's like a magnifying
glass. I can't see it.
Shawnee knows because he was giving everybody in the studio eye test the other day. Because he feels uncomfortable.
Right. Oh, exactly. He knows.
Nah, he knows.
Anyways.
Come to our side.
It's on the way. But I'm good.
All right, guys. Today's email that I can read. The subject, bros before hoes, ?
My love.
Oh.
What?
Oh,
boy. It's a question.
Okay.
Dear gurus.
I hate that statement, by the way.
I know. It's stupid. Dear gurus, I need some advice on where to place my allegiance. Mm-hmm. My best friend of over 30 years was married for 10 and has a daughter. Throughout the years, I developed a friendship with his wife and daughter. He has a business that has grown over the years and allowed him to hire an assistant. The assistant and my friend have spent many long days and nights working, turning it into a successful business. On multiple occasions, he has confided to me about his growing feelings for his assistant.
Okay.
At times, he went so far as to ask me to cover for him when he went away on, quote, business trips.
Absolutely not.
Putting me in a very awkward position whenever I would see his wife because she would specifically ask me if I knew where he had been. A few years ago, his wife began having suspicions about the assistant, started confiding in me about it. I have always felt like I did not want to be in the middle, but wanted to be a friend to his wife as she is not from the U.S. and didn't have any friends and family nearby. I never lied on his behalf and was upfront with him that I wouldn't. Throughout the marriage, he denied having an affair with both me and his wife, despite the inconsistent lies and the social media evidence. Fast forward to now, he has left his wife. They're now divorced.
Okay.
And he has moved in with his assistant and even introduced their daughter to his new partner.
He's moved on.
I've continued to be friends with both of them, but transparently, his now ex-wife makes a lot more of an effort to be a part of my life, and therefore, I feel closer to her. Nothing romantic. I have a wife and child, but my wife is very good friends with her as well. Meanwhile, over the past 3 years, I got married, had a son, bought a house, during which time he has made no effort to involve himself in any of these events. One day recently, coming off an argument with his ex-wife, he confronted me about my ongoing friendship with her, essentially giving me an ultimatum between his ex-wife and him, my childhood friend. The reason I'm conflicted is because my relationship with him has been waning over the years, while my relationship with her has become stronger. What do I do? I feel like I should be able to maintain separate friendships with both of them, but he has drawn a line in the sand. What do you say, gurus?
Interesting.
Very interesting. There's layers here.
Yeah, there's so many layers. So well, many skills.
I think friend, listen, man, sometimes friends change, man. Seasons change, friends change, all that. And the reason I don't even like the way the subject line, the whole idea of bros before hoes is corny. Right? Like,
of course.
Yeah, it's mad corny. Like, you shouldn't even be put in a situation like that by a quote-unquote friend. Do your dirt by your lonely. Leave me out. I have a wife. I have a family. I don't want none of what you got going on jeopardizing what I got going on. Because if your wife start asking questions, what's my wife going to start doing?
Right.
Yeah. It's also
not only that, I just don't want to be dishonest. I don't even want to live that life.
Right. Yeah.
Why am I now lying?
And now he wants to tell you what to do, though. You can't be friends with this person. I feel like as you're a grown-ass man. No one should be telling you what you can and can't do. You know what? Sometimes it's okay to let go of friendships that are not really friendships anymore.
That's right.
I would say
it's okay.
Because if his ultimate question is just based on dude being like, I find it hard to chill with you because you still cool with my ex and I ain't feeling it. So now he feels like he has to choose.
Well, no, and then your response should be, I find it hard to be cool with you because you put me in a position with your ex trying to cover for your dumb ass because you couldn't keep your in your pants because you saw a piece of ass at work and you couldn't stay focused. I don't even know if I want you around my family.
And it'd be
you
like
too unfocused for me.
Right.
He already knows he doesn't like this dude.
So move on.
Yeah. I think you already made the choice.
He's the one that gave him the ultimatum too. So.
Yeah. So if you don't like him putting you in position, move on.
Yeah. I think maybe the answer to the easy answer is, hey, listen, man. I don't think I have to choose. But if you're gonna be the one making some sort of ultimatum, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not bailing on your wife. You already did that. Me and my wife are close with your wife. And she's a lovely person. And frankly, she's been a better friend to me than you have. So if you're going to try to draw a line in the sand and say, we can't be friends, I guess that's a decision you're making.
Yeah, that's your decision, though. Like you'd be like, I'm here, dog, if you need me. But other than that, I'm not ending the friendship that I already had for a person who's been present in my life. So
yeah, he ain't really rocking with you. He think you're trying to smash his ex anyway.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, he made a decision. He made a decision for you. Yeah, you know what to do.
You always been close to my wife. Y'all been whispering and all that. And you ain't been on my side. You probably like her. I don't feel comfortable. He ain't rocking with you. So separate yourself.
And he made the decision for you. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Me not do weakness.
Yeah, Ebro, do you know? Have I ever told you this? I don't know. Remember back in the day, long time ago, and a lot has changed since then. I've already apologized, made amends. You remember when Amber and Wiz broke up, and Amber was telling me things, and I went on the air, and I was like, oh, Wiz did this, and blah, blah, blah. It was messy, right?
And we told you not to?
I don't remember if you told me not to, because it was good radio at the time. So let's be honest, you might have told me afterwards. But anyways, all is good now. Me and Wiz are good. Obviously, Amber and Wiz are good. Things happen, right? Do you realize that Charlamagne got my phone number? Called me at home.
Mm-hmm.
We are not friends. Called me at home because he felt that strongly about the concept of bros before hoes.
Wow. That's aggressive.
He wasn't even involved. And I was like, but hold on. I was like, but Amber's my bro. Does it still apply? Wait, my connection to men is supposed to be so strong.
Yes, some dudes move like that.
I mean, listen. In retrospect, I probably should have stayed out of it because I should have stayed out of it, but not because of the code of the land that we call bros before hoes, sir. Right.
I don't quite remember all that, but I do. It's funny that he would call you about that, but then when you reached out to him to try to activate people to vote and be political and be,
I did
you know,
do that. And I did blind like, reach out to him about that. Yes,
and try to like actually get people activated and partner up to like. You know, get people educated about the political process and, you know, what the issues of the time were. I don't remember how many years ago it was.
That was heading into 2016 when it started looking like Trump could really win.
Right. And
I was like, don't you think it would be cool if the two radio stations who have never gotten along, if we did like a thing together, that would actually be like, wow, really?
Right.
That must be important.
Things are important. I don't think he didn't reach back to you about that one, though.
Did not. Oh. Did not.
So clearly we know where people's priorities are.
But bros before bros.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was cracking.
Oh, my God, you guys. Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Madonna found herself in a very awkward situation on stage, man. A very awkward situation. It comes to an audience member, and I'll tell you what happened coming up, Flashing Lights.
Get that LL Cool J ready.
Get it ready.
Yeah. I think it happened to Joe once, too.
T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. You guys know Drake jumped on a new song the other day, on Friday, that came out. Did you guys know?
Oh, yeah, his new artist.
Is that his new artist, Four Bats?
I think they signed Four Bats. I think,
on OVO.
I think OVO signed Four Bats. OVO cast, is that true?
I think they did some sort of deal. I mean, like maybe an EP or something like that.
Because I knew about the Four Bats kid before he was on OVO, before this collab happened.
He's not Drake's artist. They just signed like some sort of EP deal. From what I'm hearing, I don't even know if it's true. But
okay, got it. And Drake jumped on it, though. Drake jumped on it.
On the day to day.
Yes.
On a day to day.
Yo, I'll just tell you this. Yesterday, Scythe and I did one app, and we pulled up the Four Bats thing to try to be like, you know, two old men looking at what music is these days. Yo, here's one thing that is crazy. Ebro, have you watched the Four Bats video?
I have not.
All right, so really? if you haven't heard Four Bats yet, it's a very, very high pitched.
Cass, one, bring up the song.
Very high pitched singing record. All right, pretty talented, interesting sound. Okay, so the song is kind of a vibe. I see what Drake's hearing here. Yeah, the first time I heard him, I was like, and send a text to your DM, buy any for your
And Four Bats has a couple of records out here, by the way.
Yeah, and they're all kind of in this wave, right?
Yep.
So, Shawnee, that is a dude singing, in case you're wondering.
That's a dude.
And that is a dude singing.
Okay.
The illest thing about the video is it's in the vibe of, like, recent rap videos of the last 10 years, where it's like 20 dudes shirtless in a small kitchen smoking cigarettes and weed all jumped up on each other. But with this being the singing, it is the most nuts thing I've ever witnessed.
But it's fire. Damn. But it's fire.
No, the video is not fire.
The video is fire, Rosenberg. The video is fire.
I do not think seeing 20 shirtless men hugging while singing this is fire. I need to be not to me.
They're not hugging, bro.
Okay, they're squeezed into a kitchen. I don't get it. It's not for me.
No, you know what? Did you see the first video when he's outside with the ski mask on? And the mic is hanging from...
So that's the clips. That was the clip I saw. I've never seen the full video.
Yeah, that was the first video, Ebro, where he was outside with the ski mask on, gold teeth, and everybody's just standing around. And the mic is hanging from the air. And he's singing. The visuals don't match the music. That's what's fire about.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what people probably like, the juxtaposition of the sound and then the visuals.
Cass, turn the music down. Your mic up. I'm joking about the video. It's just funny to me because I don't get it.
What's the song?
Is fire. Song is fire.
That's called Day to Day, the remix.
Day to Day.
Date at 8.
Oh, Date at 8.
Yeah, but he's got a few songs. What did I do to deserve you?
Don't even know what I did. Oh, Drake feature. Here we go. Since a kid, I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of their body and face though? Kind of water they serving in clay cold. This is me talking, it's not DNA. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear. I hate lines like that, bro.
Broski, my bestie.
Why are you saying Broski, my bestie on a record? Why are they all dancing at last?
Yeah, it's
Rosenberg, you need to be more secure with your masculinity, man.
Yo, that's the funniest part is think about who's talking, right? Like, it's me. I will say anything. I don't, but it's just weird. Broski, my bestie.
Broski, my bestie.
You and me back, we're talking more now.
The bodies that you caught before. Okay. Well, this is fun.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Is that what happened to flashing lights?
Let's do it right now, Laura Stiles. The flashing lights.
Rusky, my bestie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to be a...
We're old, Shawnee. We're just old, man.
Clearly.
All right, so Madonna found herself in a really sticky situation over the weekend. Things happened during her LA concert at the Kia Forum in Inglewood. So during her set, Madonna pointed at a fan and was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing over there? What are you doing sitting down?" Little did she know when she got closer, is that the fan chair.
Oh,
Donald Trump got hit with one of those one time too.
My God. So, look, eventually she realized it, and she was like, okay. She was like, I'm sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. After she realized that the fan was in a wheelchair, but...
LLJ, cool.
At least she apologized quickly and was like, I'm glad you're here, but oh, my God. It was so awkward.
But y'all got to stop. But y'all have to stop. Like, it happened to Trump. It happened to Biden. It's now Madonna. If you see someone sitting at a thing... You have to assume they might not be able to stand. You have to. Don't get up.
Yeah, but your first assumption is they're not really into what's going on. And you're like,
well,
yo.
You might have to take the L then. Like, don't just yell at people to get up.
Cool, everybody on your feet.
Why not you?
Oh, I don't have feet.
Come on.
Terrible. Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54, high of 64 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Listen, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. 97 minutes commercial-free music, ride or die. Remember, we're looking for a ride or dies out here. You know what I'm saying? And you can email us ride or die at Ebro in the Morning. Is it ebrointhemorning.com?
Oh, yes. Boy. Here it goes. No. It's ride or die at ebrointhemorning.com. You're sure, Laura?
I'm not sure, but I think it is.
It is. Oh, LLJ. Cool. No wonder we're not getting no ride or dies.
And are we live? We live in a minute, right?
All
right.
Oh, yeah. Right. And we are live. If you want to join us on the Hot 97 YouTube page, we have the live after the live program show about to pop off.
Uncensored. Boom. Come find us.
Uncensored.
Right. You know what? That's the appeal?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Uncensored. Hey, Shawnee, you know what we're going to do? First things first, I got to show you all the four bats video. Let's do it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.